Sven.
Heckenstein.
Hey.
I see you're back. Where's Tammy?
I don't know.
Well, maybe she's running late. Let's give her a few minutes. But in the meantime, what happened to you? I come back from a trip and no one is here. Oh, calm down. You know what I mean. Anyway, Sven tells me you've been in the hospital. What happened?
Yes, I've had to have my appendix removed. It was a bit of a strange trip, actually. I think I told you that I was invited to go to a wedding recently.
I remember, yes.
Well, it was a pretty great, actually. We had a lot of fun, lots of great food, lots of booze, of course. It was basically a full weekend just eating and drinking non-stop. So, at first I wasn't really surprised when I woke up with a terrible stomach ache on Monday. But it kept getting worse and worse, so I finally looked up the symptoms of appendicitis and decided to go to the hospital, where I first got a lecture on how Dr. Google isn't very reliable, but after a short examination, they concluded that I had to get into surgery right away.
No, of course.
And that actually did go really fast. Didn't take long and I was drugged, knocked out and going under the knife. Apparently it was pretty bad. When I woke up, the nurse told me that my lower abdomen was completely inflamed and they had to rinse out all the pus and stuff.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But anyway, so I spent the next few days lying in bed, being fed with disgusting packet soups and hooked up to a paracetamol infusion for the pain. Only turns out I shouldn't take paracetamol, because apparently I have something called Gilbert syndrome.
What's that?
I'm not really sure. Something about my liver and metabolism. Apparently it can turn the white of the eyes yellow on occasion, which I have from time to time.
So is it bad?
Nah, it's apparently pretty common and not too big a deal. And at this point the pain wasn't too bad anymore anyway. Mostly felt like I pulled a muscle.
Alright.
But yeah, they made me take some antibiotics to prevent an abscess from forming, which I wasn't too happy about.
Why not?
Antibiotics are really aggressive. They destroy your gastrointestinal flora.
Oh, come on.
No, they even made me take two different kinds because the first one didn't work. I basically just killed off important bacteria in my gut for nothing.
Jesus, these medications are there to help you heal and get better.
But the body has amazing healing powers all on its own. It's often not even necessary to add medication to that.
You're such a weird freaking hippie.
I'm not saying medication is categorically bad, but we could be more mindful of what we put in our bodies.
Yeah, let's not get into this again.
Okay, that's pretty much it anyway. The rest of the week I just spent lying in bed, browsing Reddit, watching movies, and generally trying to move as little as possible.
Oh, that's good to know that you had a good time while I was away in business.
Well, it wasn't by choice, though I'm not complaining either.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
How was your trip, by the way?
No, it was really nice. Met a whole bunch of great people, learned a lot. Couldn't have been better, actually.
Yeah. What did you do?
Well, the theme of the gem was migration. So the first few days we spent listening to talks by game designers, artists, and filmmakers who dealt with the topic in various interesting ways. For example, we saw a documentary called Madame B about a North Korean woman who had escaped to China, started a business smuggling other people, including her own family, out of North Korea, and finally escaped to South Korea as well to be with them. And it was quite a remarkable story. The documentary was also quite impressive, as the director actually escaped with her. There was a fascinating Q&A with him afterwards, where we learned a few more details on where Madame B is today and how he got in trouble for going along with her, because, you know, even though being a South Korean citizen, he's allowed to enter the countries they fled through, he was picked up without the proper stamps in his passport. Luckily, his producer in France was able to arrange for him to be let go, though. And in a very stark contrast, we also saw a presentation by a representative of the Hana Foundation, the government's refugee integration program, who pick up North Korean refugees, interrogate them, and then start re-education and easing them into South Korean society. Was actually quite a bizarre experience, since the presentation of what they did and why was uncomfortably close to propaganda.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite something. I found it particularly strange because they obviously already have the moral high ground. There was no need to keep bashing North Korea and celebrating themselves so hard. Yeah. But yeah, no. Still, the Q&A we had with her after she was done was actually quite interesting, even though she obviously couldn't answer all our questions freely. But yeah, anyway, so that's what we did the first 2 days, as well as get together at the end of each day to discuss what we learned and to work out topics and themes for the game jam, to narrow this broad topic of migration down a bit and give the attendees and ourselves something more concrete to work with. It was great fun, and very rewarding, even if the topic at hand was often heartbreaking and sometimes quite terrifying. But you know, the process itself, engaging with the subject matter, was really great.
Cool. So, what did you come up with for the jam?
Well, it took me a few days to really get to the core of what I believe the biggest issue with the conversation about refugees and many other social issues for that matter is. But I believe that it all comes down to othering. The distancing and emotional detachment from the other person based on your differences. Too often, the conversation gets much too callous and forgets that we are still talking about people like you and me. Instead, it's almost as if we are discussing a thing and not a person, all because they have a different heritage, or skin color, or whatever else you can find to separate yourself from them. But to have a really constructive, fruitful discussion, we need to have empathy. And that is something I wanted to explore. How to make people stop making refugees the other and instead empathize with them. One way that is often used is to simply give us a glimpse into their lives, to see what's actually going on and who they are, much like the documentary did. But I wanted to find something less specific, since the empathy created in these works is often very specific to that person or group, and leaves it open for people to say, well, maybe they were the exception. What about everyone else? You know.
I see. So, did you come up with something?
I did eventually, in the last minute. When we finally met everyone who participated and got the chance to pitch our ideas so people could see what project they'd be interested in and form a team, I still had only the barest of ideas. I thought about a sort of dress-up game where the goal was to basically build a person based only on a bit of text and then comparing it with the actual person that was described. Or doing it the other way around, getting a picture with a number of attributes underneath, and removing all the superficial details step by step until you're only left with their core, which then would be very similar each time. I basically wanted to make an argument for how we are all people underneath, and that was the best I could come up with on the spot. However, I was lucky enough that a couple of people found my idea interesting enough and joined me to work on the project. So our 2-hour-long brainstorming session yielded something much, much better. Something I'm actually very happy and excited about. A game where you try to teach an AI to recognize humans.
Interesting. What would that look like exactly?
Imagine something like a Google search where you enter a logical expression combining a number of attributes. For example, male or female and not blue. When you then hit search, you'd see a result page, much like Google Image Search, but the images are images of different people, animals, and objects, with those that the AI recognizes based on your expression in color and the others grayed out.
Oh, okay. So you try to find the right combination to match all people.
Yes, but at the same time, you must take care not to include any animals or objects. So, if you would say male or female, animals, of course, would be recognized as human as well. So maybe gender alone is not a great way to describe what a human is.
And thus you have to think more about the stuff underneath.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see that. Sounds great.
Yeah, I'm very happy with it.
Did you manage to make it?
We did. Of course, we only implemented a small set of attributes for the player to use, but we're planning on expanding the game further so that it becomes less about the guessing what the parser understands and can be actually used as a tool to play around with certain adjectives and combinations and see what happens. My hope is that this will cause people to engage with the subject and really think about what makes humans human, and how that doesn't really depend on color, gender, heritage, orientation, or any of the other things we use to divide us. As such, I think it can be of use for a big variety of issues, since the problem of othering is not exclusive to migration.
Yeah, sure. I can't wait to play it.
Well, we are fixing a few small errors right now, and then we are going to publish it more widely, so you should be able to try it out soon.
Very cool. Was there a ranking or anything when it was over?
No, we just played each other's prototypes, gave a quick presentation of what we did, and that was it.
Okay, makes sense. You're not really looking for a competition when dealing with a serious subject, I guess.
Indeed.
And how was the rest? Did you see a bit of the country?
Well, there wasn't much time for traveling around, but of course we did explore the city a bit, had some really great food and drinks. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Ah, did you get to meet Eric and Jana?
All right, forgot. Jana Reinert actually couldn't make it. That was just an assumption I made based off an email that went out to the three of us. Instead, Linda Kruse of The Good Evil came with us. But yes, I met Eric, Linda, as well as Caroline Wendt, who is one of the organizers of the German Video Game Awards.
Oh, nice.
Indeed. I've had a great time with them. They're all wonderfully pleasant, lovely people, and the same goes for the French and Korean participants I met. I actually returned with a bit of a heavy heart, as the time and the company has been so great that I miss it all already.
I get that. Sounds great for sure. I hope you took lots of pictures and video for us to see.
Of course. Hopefully there's enough in there for Tammy to work with. But speaking of, where's she? She's beyond late now.
I have no idea.
Was she with you in the hospital last week?
No.
Strange. She wasn't here then either. Do you know anything about this, Sven? Oh, okay. Maybe we should check her office.
Yeah, I come with you. Oh, right. Let me take that.
Yeah, wait. Why do we have that, Sven? What? Yeah, okay, fine. It doesn't matter. Come on. Not right now. Tammy? She's here. What the hell's going on here?
That's strange.
Okay, maybe we should go talk. Hackenstein, put that thing away. That's not the time or place for these shenanigans.
Sorry, I just...